The city and borough of Wrangell will join three other southeast communities in voting on whether or not to create a regional solid waste management authority in their upcoming local elections. The purpose of the authority would be to develop an environmentally sound and cost-effective way to manage solid waste within the region. This would include the storage, collection, transportation, separation, processing, recycling, and disposal of waste. Ernie Christian sits on the Wrangell Borough Assembly. For the past couple of years, he's also been a member of a workgroup of the Southeast Conference that has been evaluating studies and data on waste management.
We want to create a solid waste regional authority to take care of our own garbage in-house in Southeast Alaska and ultimately save everybody money is the overall goal, because we assume that the cost of shipping it inside Southeast is going to be substantially cheaper than shipping it down to Seattle and over to Eastern Washington.
That's what Wrangell currently does with their solid waste. Since the landfill officially closed in March, all solid waste gets shipped out to Washington. And according to Public Works Director Carl Johnson, costs to do this have recently gone up.
Our minimum cost right now is $128 a ton, and that's if we get just the right compaction in the van and we meet our minimum load, where if we don't, and that's for 24 tons in a van, and when you start putting mattresses and those kinds of things in the container like we have to now, we often don't get complete compaction and we don't get 24 tons in the van, and our average is now actually closer to about $140 a ton.
On average, Wrangell ships out roughly 100 tons a month, bringing the total that Wrangell pays to ship waste down south to about $14,000 a month. For Christian, saving money is the big impetus to forming a regional solid waste authority.
The cost savings is what everybody's after. We're all paying in the $120 range or more for their solid waste. I think transportation, I think Craig is paying, if I remember correctly, somewhere around over $200 a ton to ship their garbage to Seattle and to Eastern Washington.
The communities of Petersburg, Craig, and Thorne Bay will also be voting in their upcoming elections on an ordinance to create a regional solid waste management authority. Other communities in Southeast can also opt to join later through a vote. As the ballot proposition reads, the boundaries for the authority would extend from Dixon Entrance north to Yakutat. Christian says he hopes one of the larger Southeast communities will be interested in joining a solid waste management authority.
I believe to make the solid waste authority pan out in terms of the cost, we would need at least Sitka or Juneau or potentially Ketchikan joining to make it more relevant for the smaller communities, because there might not be cost savings if there's just the smaller communities joining.
While saving money is always important, another goal of the Regional Solid Waste Management Authority is to be environmentally sound.
About half of the garbage or solid waste we produce right now can be recycled, and that's just with the basic plastic, aluminum, cardboard.
There is talk of where in Southeast the solid waste facility would exist, but that's not, says Christian, what Wrangell voters are deciding on October 6.
Really, a proposition right now, all it's doing is asking whether or not Wrangell wants to support it and join the Solid Waste Authority. It doesn't ask for any other commitment, no financial commitment or anything like that. That'd be potentially down the street. But right now, that's all it's asking, if we're interested in joining and creating this authority.
If the voters of Wrangell and the other municipalities vote yes on the Regional Solid Waste Management Authority proposition, the next step will be to form a board of directors and start working on a development plan. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.